This is Phoenix FM.
Now, it's just coming up to 10:30, and I'm joined in the studio by a lady I haven't seen for quite a while. We were just talking about the reason we can't tell anyone here. Jill Burgess, who is the event manager for Race for Life, and it's Cancer Research UK. Good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
She came in this morning. I've just sat here and talked to her for 20 minutes straight. Didn't even give you a chance to say hello. It's like, how are you doing? I'm seeing you for ages. You're looking absolutely wonderful in your pink sweatshirt.
Oh, yeah, you can't miss me in my pink, can you?
It's absolutely fantastic. Now, we're going to be talking today, Race for Life, as you know, there's races taking place. I think it's over 300, isn't there, over the country?
Yeah, nationwide. Well, we started back in 1994 in Battersea with one event, and now there's about 300 races nationwide. So there will be one near you, and we've got one in Brentwood on the 24th of May.
And that's going to be at Wild Country Park. Now, it's you know, I was saying to Jill off air, it's amazing the strides have come forward with prevention for cancer and treatment of cancer over the last 10 years, and it does make a huge difference, the amount of money raised, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have made a huge amount of progress in the last 40 years. Survival rates have doubled, so there's a lot of stuff out there. There's treatments out there, there's drugs, tamoxifen, Herceptin, that just simply weren't around 40 years ago. Radiotherapy has really been pioneered and pushed forward, and Cancer Research UK have been at the heart of all of that progress. But unfortunately, there's still a long way to go, and we really believe that research is the answer. Research is going to find those treatments, find those drugs, and you know, we want to make that happen, and we want that day to come sooner, and that's what raising money is all about.
Now, who can take part in the race? Tell us obviously about the race, the course itself. So who can do it, and what age groups it's suitable for?
Well, it's really suitable for all ages, all abilities. It's an event for women to take part in, but if you're a man, don't let that put you off. You can still volunteer. We'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, we really go to great efforts to make sure that the course is fully accessible. So whatever age you are, whatever level of fitness or ability, it's 5k, about 3 miles. We can walk it in an hour, so it really is suitable for everybody.
And it's going through Wild Country Park, and I know when you've had this event before, because I was at one a couple of years ago, you've got stalls there, loads of, you know, obviously selling, you've got your sweatshirts on sale and other bits, and everybody's wearing pink, or they're wearing tutus, or they've got their fairy ones, and on the back you've got your number, and you've also got, you can also actually put on there either a picture of the person you're running for, or a message, which is, and it's just great to actually look round and read all the messages as you go around.
It's heartwarming, it's emotional, it's moving, reading those signs on everybody's backs. Every single one's got a different message, hasn't it? You know, some people are there to remember a lost loved one, some to celebrate survival, some to kind of support somebody who's going through cancer. Every single person has their own reason for being there.
Yeah, and I think we all now have, because obviously cancer is on the increase, I think, because of our lifestyles, and obviously the things we think about, the things we clean our houses with and what we put on our bodies and the environment, that cancer is on the increase, and there is a chance you will have a friend or a family member.
Absolutely, you know, we're an ageing population. Yep. You know, people are living longer, so as a result, people are developing cancer. One in three of us will hear at some point in our lives those words, "You have cancer," and it's devastating. Yeah. But like I say, you know, there are treatments available now, but we want to keep moving forward. We want there to be more treatments. We want the treatments to be kinder. So, you know, come down, join us, take part in an event like Race for Life, and you really, really can make a difference.
So you've got your stall. You'll be there on the day.
Absolutely.
And you can get your sweatshirts. What sort of price is it? Because I love your sweatshirt. It's a bright future pink.
It's a little bit bright,
and it's got,
isn't it?
Cancer, we're coming to get you.
Yeah. Brentwood is coming to get you. Absolutely. Yeah, there'll be a stall there with sweatshirts, T-shirts. We actually sell a T-shirt that's got the name of everybody taking part printed on it. But get in early, because those ones kind of fly off the shelves really quickly.
Yeah.
But people have great fun with it. As you've seen, Michelle, they get dressed up. There's all sorts of costumes. We've even seen dogs dressed up. It's a great excuse to have a bit of fun.
I hope you're not talking about me from a few years ago, Heron. I think I did wear it. I had a tiara.
Yeah, I remember the pink wig.
Yeah. Yes, that was. I've still got that. Actually, I've still got that one. So people will get involved. What do they have to do? I mean, it's at Wild Country Park on Saturday, the 24th of May.
Yep, just go to raceforlife.org and all the details are there. Just register online or call our hotline, which is 0845 600 6050. Get signed up to take part. And like I say, you can walk, you can jog, you can dance your way around the course. We really don't mind. Just get together with your friends, your family, and get involved.
And what's going to be happening on the day? Have you got music and have you got a little stage?
Yeah, we'll have a stage there. We'll have music playing. We'll have entertainment on the stage. So we'll have lots going on. There'll be a few little surprises around the course. So, and I think anybody that's been there on the day will tell you the atmosphere is fantastic. I mean, as much as it can be very emotional at times, it's also such an atmosphere of hope and positivity and celebration. So I think everybody that's there is feeling positive.
And this is for ladies, but men can get involved.
Absolutely.
Not by jumping out from behind the bushes on the way around the course.
Preferably not. But no, absolutely. I mean, men and women, if they don't want to take part, the women, or if the men want to get involved, we really need volunteers. On the day, it takes about 60 or 70 volunteers to make that event happen.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of roles available, from helping on the finish line, giving out the medals and the water, marshalling on the course. No experience necessary. Full briefing will be given on the day.
Yeah.
Every volunteer gets a T-shirt. We'll look after you. We'll make sure you have a good time. And so if your wife or sister or daughter is taking part, why not sign up as a volunteer? Again, all the information is at raceforlife.org.
And it's for adults, it's £14.99.
Yeah.
And then obviously you want to get your people to sponsor you, because that's the whole idea of raising funds as well.
Definitely.
You can, children between 16 and 15, it's and boys under 13, it's £10. And under sixes, there's no fee or registration, so they can walk around or go around in a buggy if they want
to. Yeah, absolutely. And it's great to see those family groups going around together, you know, mum and grandma and daughters. And yeah, it really is a great occasion for everybody to come together and gang up on cancer.
And does anybody get quite competitive with their work? Because there'll be quite a few 100 people there, won't there?
Yeah, one or two. You know, there's always a few at the front who are perhaps going for a personal best, or, you know, you kind of see them approaching the line and suddenly they'll get a spurt on. But an awful lot of ladies just choose to walk around. And I think that's the great thing. It's non-competitive. You know, everybody does their own thing and nobody feels self-conscious or, you know, worried about how they're taking part. It really is something for everybody.
And you do a little warm-up, but you don't have to worry because they do a warm-up beforehand for the stage. So if you're out there, and it was really weird. When I turned up, well, I say it's weird, I'll tell you why. Because I was sitting on the hill, and because there's a hill, and then you kind of go, that's where the stage is. And I just sort of sat there and I thought, I was having a look round, and I was there really, really early, and then suddenly I started seeing people in pink, and then suddenly it was like this swarm of people, and I was sat on the hill just going, oh my god, I was taking loads of pictures, it was fantastic.
Yeah,
there was hundreds and hundreds
of
people, just a load of people in pink, all women, just all turning up, and you can hear them all chatting and talking, and then you just read all the back of you know, got what they've got printed on the back of their you know, where they're saying, I've beaten cancer, I'm running for my mum, my sister, my brother, or, you know, fantastic messages.
It absolutely
brilliant.
Isn't it? It's such an amazing thing to be part of. I mean, this is my 7th year delivering Race for Life events, and the atmosphere on the day, the sight of all those people all coming together for one reason, to beat cancer, it just never ceases to amaze me. It overwhelms me. You know, I stand on stage and I look out at that sea of pink, as we call it, and it's quite something. It's something a little bit special.
Now, your tagline, cancer, we're coming to get you.
Yes.
Where did that come from? Do you know?
It's fighting talk, isn't it? You know, we're not going to lay down and be beaten. Cancer's going down. We're going to stamp all over it, run all over it, dance all over it. You know, we are going to beat cancer. We truly believe that research is the answer, but we need money to fund that research. There's no two ways about it. So taking part in something like Race for Life, getting a bit of sponsorship, doesn't matter if you raise £5 or £500, it all adds up, every little counts. So, you know, please join with us, join our gang.
And what did you know from last year? Sorry to put you on the spot, because sometimes it's, do you have the figures? I'm sorry, I have to say, do you remember what it was?
I do, actually.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Do you know what? Brentwood alone raised almost £155,000 last year.
Wow.
Just from that wonder, like an hour and a half in Weald Country Park. How amazing is that?
That's fabulous.
It's literally going out to the park and walking for an hour.
Yeah.
And 2,000 ladies raised £155,000. That's phenomenal.
That's fantastic. And fingers crossed, the weather, when I was there, the weather was gorgeous, so hopefully it will be, but it doesn't matter if it's not, because people just
fine.
The weather in. But there'll be, you can get your drinks. Also, if you turn up, you know, you've got your parking there, it's really easy to get to, and you've also, as you said, you want to pick up a few bits and pieces like t-shirts and all sorts of stuff, that's there. You've got food stalls there, you've got your drinks, and there was a little fun fair, I think, or something there for the children.
Yeah, we've
the
got
year
a bit of family
there.
Fun going on.
Yep.
Like you say, we've got the caterers there, or you can bring a picnic. We'll also have a stand there from our High Street shop, the Cancer Research UK shop. So if you'd like to bring along any goods to donate, old books, CDs, good quality clothes, bring those along and our retail shop can sell those and we can raise even more money.
Excellent. Now, just give out the website again.
It's raceforlife.org or the hotline is 0845 600 6050.
And we will be putting this up on the events guide here at Phoenix FM. So don't forget, Saturday the 24th of May, what time does it kick off?
The race itself starts at 11, but we would urge you, get there by kind of 9:45, 10:00, beat the traffic, come along and just enjoy the fun in the lead up to the start.
Brilliant, there we go. Right, thanks very much to Jill.
Thanks,
and all the details, if you missed that, will be up on the website a little bit later. Right, 10:41, I think we'll have...